Text numéro 7. AI is powering politics, but it could also reboot democracy. The YouTube clip I return to most often is David Bowie being interviewed by Jeremy Paxman on Newsnight in 1999. Bowie is talking about what the internet might do. I don't think we've even seen the tip of the iceberg. I think that the potential of what the internet is going to do to society, both good and bad, is unimaginable. I think we're on the cusp of something exhilarating and terrifying. Fast forward 25-odd years, and we know the opposite has happened. Truth and trust have been eroded. Democracy has failed to reform for the digital age, and the relationship between those in power and those who elect them is strained to breaking point. It's at this moment that we are seeing the proliferation of generative AI, and understandably, the response has been a mixture of hysteria and hope. If we make AI work for democracy, then in 10 years' time, our information ecosystems could be vastly improved to support democratic decision-making. We could train AI to value verified information and serve it in ways that make the most complex information more accessible to more people. Politicians could be more trusted to do the right thing by people because they've learned new ways to involve people in decision-making. AI citizens' assemblies could help people and politicians to navigate through the trade-offs required to tackle the big problems. In a decade's time, we could repair the relationship between state and citizen. It could facilitate dialogue between MPs and constituents, enabling elements of direct democracy to supplement our representative system. AI could also allow for the better use of citizens' data to target public services, interventions, and support people on a more human level. AI could be used to guide people to access help from the state. But this will only happen if we make it happen. Because right now, the incentives to develop generative AI are all commercial, with investors steering the development of the technology in ways that threaten to further leave democracy behind, not least because the talent, expertise, and infrastructure follows the money, rather than where it could be used for common good. Without focusing explicitly on the potential for AI to improve democracy, or at least do no harm, it will most probably corrupt. Distrusted information will proliferate, further eroding trust, but without explicitly updating our democracy to encompass more participatory activities that could be facilitated through these technologies, we will increasingly be left in a system that is centuries out of date, trying to govern in a world that moves at completely different speeds and in completely different ways. We have to learn this time. Adapted from The Guardian, July 2023.